So you have a TMS managing the transports, you have a WMS managing the warehouse, and you have an order taking system. So you have three systems you got to keep in sync. And that is even in the best possible case that, you know, all the numbers match up, it is a challenge because you need to synchronize all those systems. And that's where we thought about how can we make this process smarter and smoother.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP. And with me on the show today, I have my two special guests, Jörg and Peter. Gentlemen, would you like to introduce yourselves with maybe Jörg going first?
Thank you, Tom, for having us. My name is Jörg. I have two roles at SAP. I'm the Chief Product Owner for Extended Warehouse Management, and I'm heading the product management area for logistics application here in SAP Development and Engineering.
Okay, Peter.
Yeah, my name is Peter, and I'm the head of product management for our transport management system. Been in that role for about 10 years, following a number of different other roles.
Okay, and we're here this morning to talk about a new product that SAP is rolling out, correct?
Absolutely. This is the best timing we could ever achieve, Tom. Exactly 6 days ago. Last week, Wednesday, we shipped with a new S/4HANA feature packs release our new future logistics platform. We call it Advanced Shipping and Receiving, which is the foundation for modeling logistics processes, which we face every day talking with our customers, talking with our partners. And this is the intention of this podcast, to give the listener a little bit some insights, why we did it, what's the intention, and where we are heading with this.
Okay. So advanced shipping and receiving is what we're talking about. I can get an idea just from the name of some of what this does, but can you, for people who, you know, are hearing about this for the first time, which I suspect would be most people, given it's a new product, can you give me an idea what problem it is you're solving for people?
Peter, why not talking a little bit about the typical, call it issues, challenges we see talking to customers? I think we don't need to mention here any straightforward process because this doesn't exist anymore. What do you think?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So in essence, we are talking about the process of sending, receiving, and moving product. And this is in logistics, the general challenge is usually that you can have the best plan in the world, and then reality kicks in. So there's lots of things that can go wrong, that can change, customers changing, the amounts in the order. You want to pick something and it should be in stock, but it isn't. The truck is arrived at a certain point in time, but he arrives earlier or later. It's a bigger or smaller truck. You cannot load what you had planned. Anything can happen in logistics. And this is exactly the challenge we also have from a systems perspective. Historically, these have been distinct, usually standalone systems. So you have a TMS managing the transports, you have a WMS managing the warehouse, and you have an order taking system. So you have three systems you got to keep in sync. And that is even in the best possible case that, you know, all the numbers match up, it is a challenge because you need to synchronize all those systems. And that's where we thought about how can we make this process smarter and smoother.
Okay, so how are you making this process smarter and smoother?
Yeah, exactly. That's the big question. And I think, first of all, it needs a harmonized data model. So you can imagine you have a representation of a move of product in an ERP system. You have an order where you take where you say this is what needs to get moved to the customer. And then, of course, you have a representation of the truck, which says what needs to be loaded. We call this freight order. And then you have a representation of what should arrive at the warehouse. And there we have a we used to have an object for that as well. And we are bringing all these three things together in a harmonized data model. So whenever you do changes, you do it automatically in all those systems. So instead of having an isolated object in the warehouse that is a copy of essentially what you have on the transport side, we bring this together and basically both systems work on the exact same object. And that already helps address many of the issues that we used to face.
Okay.
I mean, as Peter said, one clear problem statement is the ability to handle exceptions, changes, updates, last time, last minute requests. And bringing it all into a single object simplifies this kind of operation. Mm-hmm. Of course, we talk about the same physical truck. We can also talk about the rail car or the vessel here, but let's simplify for now for the truck. So what the transportation planner sees on the truck is the next stages to be moved. But what the warehouse sees is what's in, what's to be unloaded when it's arrived, and giving them one single object with an holistic view and informing the transportation, let's call it the clerk, in the moment the first pallet is scanned and unloaded. So the real-time piece was really important to us, that one object with one single source of truth throughout many SAP applications. And Peter mentioned the salespeople, the shipping people, the warehouse people. And I think, Peter, we could even call it the customs people who are part of our game here. And in the next months, we will even invite the compliance people more deeply here. One single sort of truth in real time, one single transparency piece on logistics processes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and to connect all of these things, I'm assuming that this has to be a cloud-delivered solution. Is that right?
Well, this is actually our main strategy moving forward. We do everything with a cloud paradigm in mind. So, yes, you're absolutely right. In the cloud, we will actually only offer the ASR solution. And historically, we've had other solutions. And of course, we've got to keep that running because we've got hundreds of customers using that. So we will have in the on-premise world, we will have the coexistence of both worlds, and we will allow customers to move from the old solution over time to the new solution, side by side, actually. So we can enable the new functionality on a side by side basis. So you can have one warehouse using the new paradigm, and you can have all the rest running on the old paradigm. In the on-premise world, we will do it like this. And in the cloud world, we plan to only offer the new ASR advanced shipping and receiving functionality. And that will come later this year in the next cloud shipments.
Okay, and why is this happening now? I mean, why didn't this happen, 10 years ago or 5 years ago or in 5 years' time? Is there any reason it's happening now?
We'll be right back.
Elevate your brand with the Sustainable Supply Chain Podcast, the exclusive voice in supply chain sustainability. Last year, this podcast's episode were downloaded 113,000 times by senior executives across the world, with listeners concentrated in the EU, North America, and Asia. Become a sponsor. Lead the conversation. Contact me for sponsorship opportunities and turn downloads into dialogues. Act today. Influence the future.
Yeah, Jörg, maybe I go first. So in my perspective is the following. As I said at the very beginning, historically a TMS has been a standalone system, and so has an EWM, a WM system. They have sitting next to an ERP usually, and they have only taken care of their specific task. And with the change in strategy that SAP introduced like 3 years back, 4 years back, S4HANA, we have actually moved the standalone system into S4HANA. So we now have one system that comprises the full functionality of a TMS and the full functionality of a WMS. And so we don't have to rely on asynchronous communication anymore. We can just use the same database, the same table to exchange information. And then it becomes very obvious when you have redundant objects.
Sure.
You know, you just don't need them anymore because you're in one system and you can access the system of what used to be a different system. You have right away available and you can access it directly. And that makes the need for such synchronization very obvious, I believe.
Yeah, this is from the technical point. I have nothing to add. So it gets really obvious being on the same stack with all the applications here. And looking onto the market, we all suffered here the pandemic in the last months. And the only delivery channel is the e-commerce channel.
Yeah.
And we are so spoiled on these next day, same day delivery behavior. Logistics has made a huge evolution in the last years. And we need to give our customers the foundation to deliver Amazon kind of capabilities in a B2B environment. And even you cannot build a complex machine within a day. The customer expectation is rising to say, look, they can do it. Why can we not do it?
Mm-hmm.
And so the time is there to do it exactly now. Of course, if you asked us, we would have loved to do it 2 years earlier. For now, you would like to the solution already be there, but now it is there. And yeah, timing is never perfect, but we really see that we hit the expectation with it. We talk to customers, and exactly this is what they expect from an integrated SAP solution.
Mm. Yeah, no, Jörg, that's more what I was getting at, really, is, you know, with the rise of direct to consumer, obviously, the likes, as you said, the likes of Amazon will easily do next day deliveries. But if I go to my local grocery store online, for example, and do my shopping with them, it's a lot. Well, now it's easier to get next day delivery from them. But a year ago, much, much harder. But to your point, yeah, expectations very much have risen. Is it that who is the potential customer, you know, the likes of the local grocery stores or local electronic shop or that kind of thing? Or who do you think is a potential customer for this?
Well, we believe when we start this endeavors, we will not talk to the local grocery store. Sometimes a customer picks us or we pick them. I don't know. We are designing it in a way that we want to meet the expectation of the most complex customers.
Sure. Just to clarify, Jörg, my local grocery store is El Corte Inglés, who are one of the largest retailers in Spain. So I may have misled you slightly when I said my local grocery store. Apologies for that.
I think El Corte Inglés would be the perfect journey for this. Tom,
so do I, given their record of deliveries to groceries from me. Yes, please.
Yeah, retail would have been a great one. We 100% believe this fits perfectly to retail as well, your local one. I can tell there's no secret in our journey. We talked with customers who really run complex facilities. So we don't talk about a customer with a single warehouse, with, let's say, 50 warehouse doors connected to the building. We discussed this with, we call it a co-innovation customers, which run rather, I call it a small city as their factory campus. So with a central gate, with, I didn't count, 20, 30, 50 small, medium, complex warehouses on their premises with movements within the facility from inbound to outbound. So this was really important to us. We really believe sending a sack to a single location and loading it is one story. But having and I'm referring again to a truck, but I can tell this fits for other modes, unloading the truck in multiple locations. So, I mean, we all want to utilize our trucks. So we cannot plan a truck which is just getting some pallets at a warehouse and then drives off full empty, arrives half full. This was not the intention. So being able to load a truck with different ship to locations on the same customer facility and then doing the right on the loading step again. So why not loading on only on a single warehouse and then sending a half fully loaded truck out, but then adding load with multiple locations, respecting the load sequence of the customers. So we really wanted to, the design was done in, let's take the most, I wouldn't say it complex, but most challenging environment so that we can be sure it also works for the straightforward businesses.
Okay. And if people are interested in this, I mean, when is this available? How do they get it? How does all that work?
Oh, it's available since 6 days. So it is currently in the 2020 version of S4HANA, feature pack 1 that was released on the 24th of Feb. So obviously, we are on a journey. We have now decided to bring it to market. But obviously, there's additional steps to follow, and we are certainly on a roadmap here. So we will add new features over time. But we believe that now feature pack 1 is a solid version to start with.
Okay. And for people listening, today is the 2nd of March, 2021. This is the day of recording. So 6 days ago, we're talking the end of February, kind of 26th of February or so, it went live thereabouts. You mentioned a roadmap there, Peter. Can you talk to, I know we typically don't, but are there any future features that you might be able to speculate on for people who are listening, kind of piques people's interest on the direction this might be going?
Yeah, well, Jörg already hinted at one very important point, and that is integration into customs operations. So at a very next step for us is going to be to integrate this new process into our customs solution, and that we expect to come in the next couple of months, obviously. And that is probably the next big milestone that we plan to hit. And then, we plan to add more features as we get feedback from customers about what works well, what needs to be improved. I think we're going to add more stuff over time.
Okay, super.
And one important topic I would like to add here, as Peter mentioned, we used our enterprise stack S4HANA. So everything is on the same stack, but we're also facing customers asking to run multiple system landscapes over multiple regions or multiple warehouses within the region. So this is as well part of our roadmap. Now everything is designed to work fully integrated all on one system, but it's very clear we enable this for hybrid system landscapes, part of the cloud, part are on-premise. We have really some high volume warehouses, which customers really ask for the server being on site or in the local data center. So there is a journey. We believe it's the foundation. We get good feedback, but it's clear based on this, we will continue in the next quarter by quarter to listen to our customers and partners and incorporate the feedback here step by step.
Okay, superb. Gentlemen, we're coming towards the end of the podcast now. Is there anything I have not asked you that you wish I had? Any topics we've not raised that you think it's important that people be aware of?
Yeah, maybe I go first, Jörg. There's one thing, any discussion about ASR wouldn't be complete without talking about our new order type. We call it consignment order. The process of shipping and receiving is not only about coordinating systems, it's also about coordinating parties that do business together. So you have a supplier, you have a customer, and you have a carrier. And we realized that we really have improvement area in the coordination between supplier and customer. And the feedback from our customers is very, very clear. They have all been looking for an object that represents exactly the relationship between the customer and supplier in a perfect way. And this new object we call consignment order. So you have the freight order representing the truck, and that is for the interaction between supplier and carrier, mm-hmm. and carrier and customer. That is well represented by the freight order. That is what we always had. But if you think about the supplier-customer relationship, they are not necessarily interested what's on the truck. They're interested, what do I exactly get?
Yep.
You know, if there's multiple stops on the truck, you don't care about the others, you care about yours. Mm-hmm. And that is typically what is represented by a consignment order. And therefore, we have also changed the way we create our advanced shipping notice, because we use the consignment order in the interaction between customer and supplier now. And that has a perfect match. We can have multiple consignment orders then on the freight order for the carrier. But between supplier and carrier, we have this new object, between supplier and customer, sorry, we have now this new object that perfectly represents what they have to expect and what gets sent.
Sure.
And I think this is a very, very significant improvement. We realized it fits perfectly into the EDIFACT world. And therefore, we believe this in itself is a very, very relevant innovation that we have brought to market.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Tom, Peter, I would also like to add one important topic. This is a complete new piece of orchestrating the logistics. Typically, when we do this, some customers get nervous because they use our current solution. And they say, what's the impact? Will it be discontinued? Do I need to plan a big project? I'm happy. I'm fine with what you have now. And the clear message is you can actively switch this on. You can switch over step by step, maybe by location, by warehouse, by country. So nobody needs to be scared, afraid that they should be excited, but for sure. But, you know, customers don't like to change some customers' existing flows. And very clear, nothing is removed, taken away. You can explicitly switch it on. That's a real important message for current customers. And I really believe we mentioned the capability, which was done before with multiple instances or multiple objects, inbound or outbound, or one warehouse and another. Now it's all one. We look at one single, really like to call it the digital twin of your transport operation, from a warehouse view and transportation view. And this also means it's one object, but we have two different UIs. For the warehouse worker, he is not caring about freight costs and planning steps and next stages and so on. He's just interested, or she, what door, how long is it already in the unloading or loading state, how much is still to be done. That's the warehouse. Let me simplify here a little bit, yeah? And so one object, two different views on the same kind. And I think this, I would like to underline what is the strategy here.
Okay, so it's like a single cube of data, and everyone gets to see their own slice of it.
That's a good view on it. Yeah, I like this, Tom.
Okay, superb. Gentlemen, that's been really great. If people want to know more about yourselves, Jörg and Peter, about ASR, or about any of the things we've talked about on the podcast today, where would you have me direct them?
I believe in a podcast. It's always linked in the show notes, or we will find some LinkedIn groups for warehousing and transportation, and there is always a good chance to contact us and via those.
Okay, superb. That's been great. Thanks a million for coming on the podcast today.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.